Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, a.k.a. Mr. Yesterday. Let's get started. Today's topic is Facing the Dark, and later on, we're going to talk about progressive black death metal band, Triumphgeist. Today's topic, Facing the Dark, is about something that is very relative in the day and age that we live in, and it is facing the dark, or better known as the evil that is around us. Anne Frank once said, "Look at how a single candle can both defy and define the darkness." And I think what Anne Frank was getting to was that when you have light in the presence of darkness, it really shows how darkness really is. What's amazing is you light a lighter. You don't see the shadow of the flame coming through the lighter, but you see the shadow of everything else around it when it's projecting light. And what I want to talk about today with Facing the Dark is we live in a world that's hurting. We live in a world that's just very dark with just anything you can imagine that is evil. You can hear about it in the news. Murder, rape, you know, war, bombing of countries, sex trafficking, drug trade, racism, anything you can imagine that is evil or wrong is taking place in our world. And why is that? Well, I don't know what you believe in, and this really isn't a podcast about beliefs or where you stand, but the fact is, there is good and evil in this world, and I think there's more behind the scenes that's going on than I think we'll ever realize within ourselves personally, but there's a lot of evil in this world, but there's a lot of good too. What I want to inspire you all to do, and what I encourage you to do, is be kind. Show love, because people need it. You know, we see this darkness and we get discouraged on how evil and grotesque this world has become. But rather than getting discouraged and being negative about how the world has become so evil and so lost, why don't we become the good that people need to see? Why don't we become the very light that can really define how the darkness really holds no power? We all have that ability. But like I said in the other podcast, it's a choice. We have the choice to be good or to be evil. And I'll tell you right now, doing nothing, you might as well side with evil. Because if you do nothing, you're part of the problem too. What I'm trying to say is, if you want the world to become a better place, which I think most of us want the world to be a better place, unless you're just naturally evil, which I don't think any of us truly are like that. But if you want the world to get better, you gotta show the world love. You gotta show goodness that's still there. And it's only then that when we all take the action to show love and to bring light when we face the dark, the world can be a better place. That's what I have for all of you. And coming up after this commercial, we're gonna talk about Triumphgeist. Y'all stay tuned. What you just heard was the opening to the album that Trayum Geis has released in 2018 called A Wicked Stupor. Welcome back, everybody. If you're still tuning in, thank you. Today, we're going to talk about local death metal band Trayum Geis. So I got with Austin Arthur of Trayum Geis, and he told me the backstory of how Trayum Geis got started, and it's very interesting. I actually heard Trayum Geis at a gig that we actually played with Trayum Geis. Very odd, you have an alternative band with a death metal band, but it was awesome. I remember listening to them at the end of the set that we were joined in at the Epicenter, and it was the most cleanest, tightest death metal band I've heard locally in a very long time. I was very impressed when I heard them playing after us. And later on, I actually messaged Austin Arthur and I was like, man, you guys sounded awesome. Like, y'all were so tight. And yet, even though it was heavy and it followed through the mix differently than what you hear with other genres, you could definitely tell the intricacy between the other guys. And it was very interesting and definitely enjoyed hearing their sound for sure. So I got with Austin Arthur, like I said, and he told me a little bit about the band. And this is Trayum Geis. The original lineup consisted of Clark DeLoach, who played bass, Rain O'Brien, who played drums, and Austin Arthur, who was guitar and vocals. The three of them played music together since they were in high school. Their band at the time, around 2011-2012, was called Decolator. Long story short, they're all great friends, and music has always been their passion. Very cool. I definitely know what that's like, and it's very awesome. But after Decolator ended, they spent some years apart. Clark and Austin spent about a year together in a two-piece black metal band called Divinity Obscenity. Austin was transitioning into a pretty timely job and had a baby on the way, so their musical journey was stubbed at that point. Once Austin settled with his new career and family, they started jamming more and more until they settled on a particular sound based around a riff Clark wrote back when they were in Decolator. The riff became the intro to their track Womb Tomb, which can be heard on their debut release called A Wicked Stupor. Before they recorded that album, they realized they need a vocalist because they were having such a hard time doing vocals as well as playing their parts. Thusly, they added Larry Hicks into Trayum Geis. The sound they settled on can be accurately described as progressive black death metal, which is admittedly a mouthful, but if you're the type to get into specifics, that would probably be their genre. Basically, they try to utilize odd time signatures and tempo changes while finding unused avenues by mixing black death and sometimes doom metal. They love a variety of metal, so they aim to create original tunes utilizing those influences in a natural way. Speaking of their influences, they all share particular interests in Gorguts, the fathers of Avant Garde death metal. Their primary influence in their death metal and all-time signature usage is Gorguts. They also are influenced by Syphilitic Carnage, Leviathan, Krillis, Between the Buried and Me, Nile, and many more. Their debut release, A Wicked Stupor, is themed around the meaning of their name, which means dream ghosts. So Trayum Geis actually means dream ghosts. Really cool. The songs are all about various recurring dreams that they all have, and they're currently taking a break from playing as many shows as they can to work on their next release, which is pretty ambitious and will require much time to finish. However, they hope to have it released sometime this summer. Those interested can find them on Facebook for updates and can stream their music on Bandcamp and YouTube. They also have cassettes of the album for sale, which, believe it or not, is still a popular medium amongst the underground scenes. I definitely agree with that. I actually bought a cassette from Grant Skew Records a while back of the Vaseline's, one of their earlier tapes that they released in the late 80s. And yeah, they had a whole selection of cassettes. But Tramgeist actually have cassettes of their album along with streaming sites such as YouTube, Spotify, all your social platforms that you can hear their music on. But that's Tramgeist. So if you ever hear about Tramgeist playing, if you hear about Tramgeist playing in town, wherever they're playing at, definitely go see them. They have a very clean, heavy, dark, progressive, doom metal sound. And very cool guys. Austin's a very cool guy. I actually got to talk to him a couple times, and he's very nice. All the guys are really cool at what they do. Very talented musicians. But go check out A Wicked Stupor on YouTube or any of their other social platforms. It's a very unique experience to have and to listen to. But that's what I have for today, is Tramgeist and Facing the Dark. Remember, if we want to conquer the dark in this world, we have to choose to be the light that other people need to see. That's all I have for y'all for today. Y'all take care, and I'll see you next time. Bye.